GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. From WABI TV5, Steve Hiltz is back on GHRT. Welcome back, Steve Areno.
Well, thank you.
Managing your social distance and still being able to broadcast on our program, we're blessed to have you here.
We're doing as well as we can with that, right?
Okay. Yeah. We want to ask... Television is going to become more popular not more popular than ever.
It's something to do.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And quite literally, some of the conversations that we've heard, Lee, I don't know about in your circles, but if you're going to be socially distanced, if you're going to be, God forbid, quarantined, what are you watching?
Yeah.
1-800-966-1039. Go ahead and send the text message. What's worth watching while you are forced to sit at home on the couch when you should be remote working? Oh, well, it's a different kind of remote working. Well, working the remote. Yeah. Oh, I get that. That was good right there.
That's a concern, I suppose, with all the remote working going on. But, you know, they're going to check in on you. You better get some productivity out.
Yeah, my thumb hurts.
Yeah.
They suspended Idol.
Multitasking. Yeah.
They suspended American Idol. They sent them home.
Yeah.
Got to do that.
A lot of these production companies are shutting down. They're practicing what's being preached, and everybody's going to do it and see if it works. We got to do it.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Okay, what are you watching?
Oh, I watch a lot of stuff. I got over 4,000 movies that I watch. I don't need to watch the regular TV.
If you've already seen the movie once, why do you need to see it again?
Because I love watching movies.
1-800-966-1039, and you're not going to have that communal experience for a while.
Right.
Let me check some of the text messages that are coming in already to us. 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. The X-Files.
Oh, really? Going back and doing some binging in the past. I've been doing some of that, too.
This person says, I'm watching the new Dracula on Netflix. There's a new Dracula on Netflix?
I saw something about that. I haven't seen it hasn't flagged on my page yet, though. I'm seeing the Spencer movie out there, but I haven't seen that Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
I know my son and his girlfriend are re-watching every Walking Dead episode.
Oh, they are.
Are they preparing for the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Caller, hi, GHRT. What's on your quarantine cue list?
Well, first of all, it isn't watching TV. How about doing some quality time with your family, like board games, taking a walk, throwing that self?
Yeah. We know that already, and I don't mean to dismiss you, but we're actually asking just for fun right now what people are watching. But thanks for the call, and do I dare press the button? Yeah, I guess I do.
Stick to the topic at hand, dumbass.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What are you watching?
Good morning. I'm not watching a heck of a lot, but I've got a friend. Her name's Rochelle, and she works out in Hollywood. As an actress, and she said that the industry has pretty much just gone ahead and shut right down. I don't suspect we're going to see a lot of impact now. I wonder what the fall lineup is going to look like. With nothing in the can. It's a good chance that we're going to see a reversion, maybe back to like American Gladiators type television. Doesn't need to be scripted, doesn't need to be acted.
Well, we can only hope American Gladiators might. Thanks for that memory.
Bring sports back so fast.
Well,
please.
Hang on a second. So can we park there just for a second, as we like to say?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Hiltz, you're the one that taught us that the most popular attraction and perhaps the most profitable attraction for broadcast television right now is live sports.
Absolutely. Anything live.
And what happened to live sports?
I mean, well, this is bad. It's bad. Absolutely. But we're getting some new episodes that were produced, and I don't know about shows that are coming out for mid-season. Those are generally have been in production. It's the stuff, I think he's right, the things you're looking for the fall are going to be a bigger problem. They've got to be able to get into production, and it might slow down the rollout on that a little bit. Maybe you'll have briefer seasons and work on other shows, things like that. I don't know how that's going to go. All your production schedule just gets extended right into the fall.
These wonderful, caring individuals in Hollywood, I'm sure, are going to dig out every piece of garbage they have in the vault.
And sorry,
turn that on. When, does, there.
When the sports season does come back, and I'll say when it does come back, things will get better.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What's on your quarantine cue list?
Oh, if I'm going to be quarantined there, it's going to be the Trailer Park Boys. You know, little Randy, little Trevor, Mr. Leahy. Come on, what's better than Trailer Park Boys? Go
Bulls. 1-800-966-1039. What about shows like South Park that have a 6-day production cycle? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know. Maybe those are cardboard cutouts. You know,
you
maybe
might you can be able to continue production. Those VOs, mm-hmm. It's voiceover, and so yeah, you probably can continue production.
And I'm sure they're producing that in the basement of their grandmother's house. Yeah. So it's not a big deal.
As Mike Dow once said, "I've seen the show once. I don't need to see cardboard characters swear." This person writes to us: 24 is a good season. Is a good series to binge.
Yeah, sure, that's absolutely designed for it and works perfectly. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I agree.
The previous events occurred between 12 and 11. That was a great series. Caller, hi, GHRT. What's on your quarantine queue?
Hey, I would like to see the classic come back. Do a little bit of throwback TV like Who's the Boss, Perfect Strangers. If we can't get live production TV back on, why can't we do a little throwback?
Mm. I like those two shows that you named because I haven't seen them anywhere. Because talking about throwback, I have a lot of streaming services. You can get... If you get something called, I shouldn't do this because I'm a broadcaster, right? But there, I won't tell you then. As a matter of fact, because they'll get mad at me if I do that. But there are streaming services out there. You can find them. They're very prominent. They have a lot of classic television on them, and they're free. You just got to download them, and they work. If you have a smart TV, you can go right on your television with them. I've been doing that, telling the truth.
Did you see that tap dance?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to get in trouble with the boss. They might be listening. Hey.
It was good, right? Caller, hi, GHRT. What's on your quarantine queue?
We actually got off Fox News for a little while last night and watched reruns of Cheers and laughed our butts off. It was
absolutely
hilarious.
Excellent.
Love it. Every time Norm comes in the room, he's got a line.
No,
I've been watching.
There's something going on.
Of all things, I discovered that the Dead Zone was being streamed someplace, the old Dead Zone that was
from,
on USA.
From 2003.
Yeah, and so all of those, I started binging that. I did the whole first season. There's still another season on there, so I can watch that too. I don't know if they had all the seasons or not. Sometimes they don't put all the seasons on. That's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a Buffy-a-thon.
Okay. Oh, you are. That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah. There is a four seasons of a show called The Expanse, if you like sci-fi.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard about The Expanse.
Yep.
I wish I could get the last episode of, oh my word, I can't even remember the name of the show now. I watched it. I had it saved. And then it's the one where they all thought they were on a ship, but they weren't on a ship. They were part of a social experiment on Earth.
Oh yeah.
And I can't remember the name of it. I was so disgusted when I lost the last episode. So I have no idea. Maybe I can go find it now. I'm a freelance TV producer that works in Los Angeles for long stretches of the year, and I lost my work for the next 3 months.
Wow.
Oh man, sorry.
Sorry, God.
Man. Sorry about that. Star Trek Voyager on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wondered if there would be an uptick in people going back to watch Star Trek Voyager, even Enterprise, the short-lived UPN offering with the hot-looking Vulcan chick. I can't remember anybody else, the captain, but the hot-looking Vulcan chick. Now that Picard is having such success.
Well, that could happen. I mean, I have all access. That's the thing about Picard. You cannot binge that. You have to wait for it. So it's a big pain.
And you have to wait.
I know. So it makes you browse a lot. Like, today's the day, and I know that. So I'm looking forward to it. There'll be another episode. I think all the Star Treks are on All Access, so you can watch them all there, too, if you have All Access. So that's something that you can do.
Caller, hi, GHRT. What's on your quarantine queue? Hey, caller, you want to join the conversation? What are you watching?
Yeah, I have the perfect show to be watching right now. It's called The Last Ship.
Yes.
It's on Hulu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good one. Good one.
Don't give it away. No spoilers, but what is The Last Ship about?
How can he tell you this? He's got to tell you.
Okay, don't.
It's about the same thing we're going through right now.
Yeah. No!
Yeah, it was excellent. I enjoyed that show a lot.
It's a ship.
I really
did. So you watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing when it was on, and it's a similar storyline to what we're going through now, only way worse.
Yeah,
and
way worse.
And no zombies or anything like that either.
Blacklist is a great show on Netflix. This person writes to us. The Ranch on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is that about salad dressings?
No.
Oh, I've seen a lot of this. A lot of people are telling me that Westworld is what to watch.
Oh, good show.
It just started again.
Oh, it's up?
Yeah, season three, first episode just took place.
Caller, hi, Lee is in for G, and we're talking with Steve Hiltz, the walk and talking TV guy from WABI TV5, cue the cash register. And he wants to know, what TV show are you watching during your possible quarantine or remote learning experience?
Remote learning experience. Echoing what the previous gentleman said, The Last Ship is actually spectacular and well acted. If you have CBS All Access, a new Picard series for you Star Trek fans.
Yep.
Is spectacularly written, and they've woven in the original characters in superlative fashion. And The Blacklist, of course, as you know, is always a great one. Stuff like that.
Thank you for that. He is right about weaving in the past characters on Picard. But I did not know that Elizabeth was a Trekkie, but she's the one that's been driving our watching this. And in the most recent episode, when you encounter you-know-who and you-know-who, have you seen the latest episode? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It was a squeal. She literally let out a squeal because she knew, okay, she knew that he, I tell him I'm excited, I take off my glasses so I can see you clearly through the glass. Elizabeth knew, we saw for the previous, so we knew that he was going to be in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then we saw her because Elizabeth said, I wonder who he married. And then she appeared. And I can say this because Elizabeth never listens to this program. This was Elizabeth. Well, she squealed with delight over that.
That's awesome.
I'm not giving anything away because I haven't seen it. I'm waiting. But Marina Sirtis and I have a thing going. She doesn't know about it, but I have a thing.
Oh. Oh, well.
She doesn't know it, but I have a thing.
Oh, man.
It sounds like the song Me and Mrs. Jones.
Exactly. Exactly.
Every step you take, I'll be watching
Deanna Troy.
You just gave it away.
I don't know. I haven't watched any of it. So you gave it away.
No, you gave it away.
I said I haven't watched
Steve. He gave it away.
You're both pretty.
This person says, I just watched Hunters again on Amazon.
Hunters. I have not seen it. Oh, I haven't been watching Amazon for a while. I've got too many services. I got to go back over there.
How do you have time to watch everything?
I don't.
No wonder you have glasses.
I don't have time. That's a fact.
I think the company pays for his streaming services.
You're like Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange in the movie. He uses astral projection to do one thing while he sleeps.
Oh, I say I'm not a binger. I'm a browser binger. I browse and binge.
I
go all over the place and find little pieces of things.
Another new word for the dictionary.
This person writes to us, by the way, Dr. McCoy from the original Star Trek series could have come up with a vaccine for this virus by now.
Would have already had it.
I'm a doctor, not a scientist.
What was the most outrageous one? I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
There you go. That's possible.
Remember that? They were calling up a mountain. He had to help the patient up the mountain. This person writes, what about the timing on Netflix original Pandemic? Wow. Talk about synchronistic.
Mm-hmm.
The Wild Thornberries.
Oh, wow.
Tim Curry, who voiced Nigel Thornberry, had one of the most recognizable voices in Hollywood. I got to check some of the emails that are coming in to us.
Except he's from England. But okay.
Yeah, this person is. Oh, good. Someone else is finally watching Vienna Blood. Nothing?
No.
Vienna Blood is Sherlock Holmes, Victorian, but set in Austria and not in. Where did the time go?
Where can I see it? Where can I see this show?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, promise. Yeah, I got to check.
Elizabeth, as we established earlier in the conversation, Elizabeth is the one that holds the remote. I just get up and get her fresh batteries when she demands. Steve Hiltz, God bless you for coming in, man.
Well, thank you,
leading
guys.
Us in the conversation. And apologies to the woman that called in, and I had to play the sound effect.
Stick to the topic at hand, dumbass.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on The Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.